Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are down to the Final Four in both men's and women's college basketball. And if someone asks you and you can only remember UConn and NC State, well, that's half the battle. How about that? Both the Huskies and the Wolfpack have their men's and women's teams into the Final Four. It's not that it's never been done before, but it's pretty darn cool when you've got both your teams playing for championships and how exciting it can be on campus, not just for students, but for the universities as a whole. I'm not sure if you've heard this or if you know this, but when a team gets to a Final Four, and even if it doesn't win a championship, but when a school reaches a Final Four, enrollment and applications for enrollment skyrocket. It's just that extra visibility for school. Sometimes, I mean, you know how it is for teenagers. Sometimes it's just the idea of the excitement and the buzz. And hey, you mean I could be a student cheering for a team that goes to the Final Four? Sometimes it just raises the profile of a university enough. And in other times, honestly, again, as teenagers, we often see them go the way the wind blows. I mean, I did that when I was a teenager. And so maybe they don't know what they want to do or where they want to go, but they see a team go to the Final Four and they think, all right, I'm going to try that. So yeah, it does not only increase enrollment and applications for enrollment, but obviously makes these schools a ton of money. And it's a major achievement to have both your teams arrive at the Final Four at the exact same time. So congratulations to both UConn. The men, not a surprise. The women, yes, a definite surprise considering everything that they have battled through this year. And then to have NC State there. And for the women, not, well, for the women and the men, not this century has either team been to the Final Four. For the NC State women, it's been since 1998, for the men going all the way back to 83. How about that? Really neat storylines all around. Now, on the men's side, you've got a dominant champion. UConn is the one that's not like the others because Alabama's never been there before. That's the next opponent for the Huskies coming up next Saturday in Arizona, Glendale. Whereas on the other side, I just mentioned how long the drought for NC State. It's even longer for Purdue. 1980, the last time the Boilermakers made the Final Four in men's basketball. So you've got one dominant defending champion who is feeling all the pressure, although Dan Hurley's club operates well with pressure. They kind of like it. They are expected to win. And I don't know much about bets at this stage or prop bets, but I do know that they're going to be a team that maybe doesn't win you a whole lot of money because they're a favorite, a heavy favorite. Then on the women's side, you've got a UConn team that's an upstart, along with the Iowa Hawkeyes, who right now might rival the Dallas Cowboys as America's team. Oh, don't at me. You've obviously got incredible stories all around. NC State, we just talked about. But then how about South Carolina? Second consecutive year being undefeated. And this is with a completely new roster of starters. Second consecutive season under Dawn Staley being undefeated and trying to win the title, trying to cap the season. Now, remember last year, they ran into the Hawkeyes in the national semifinals. This year, avoiding Iowa. But could you imagine the buzz next Sunday, which incidentally is my birthday, so I guess I'll plan to be watching basketball. Next Sunday, having, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, only that this is a possibility among the four. It could be Iowa versus South Carolina. Wow. Now, Iowa and UConn will do battle in the national semis. NC State gets South Carolina. But it's really cool to think about the star power and the stage that awaits them and the entertainment that awaits us next weekend in both Glendale, Arizona, Phoenix area, and also in Cleveland. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you enjoyed the games, if you didn't watch or you only watch for Caitlin and you don't care otherwise, I don't need to hear from you. It's fine. I know you're not alone. There's people that feel the way that you do. However, there's a lot of people who are catching basketball fever because of the women for the first time ever. So it's fun to talk about it. And the battles that were worthy of the stage, right? They were ones that lived up to the hype or exceeded the hype and raised the bar for women's hoop even more. So that in and of itself makes these teams great ambassadors for their sport. They're leaving the game in better shape than when they arrived. And it was a great point by Doug Feinberg last hour to point to the advent, in his opinion, going back to that 2021 tournament, which was coming out of the canceled March Madness in COVID. And so that's when you have Caitlin Clark, who is essentially a freshman, and Paige Beckers, and the delay for these players to have to wait, through a canceled March. And yes, they get the year back. But coming out of that, I know talking to coaches and players, it felt like freedom. And so I'm really excited for the stories that we can tell, even coming up next weekend, and to see how these particular movies end. So yeah, if you loved it, if you want to talk more about it, I'd love to hear from you. A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, and then also our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We will hear more from the stars on Monday night. So more from Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, of course, her coach, Kim Mulkey. I love what Paige Beckers had to say, not just as the star for UConn, but about her journey and her struggles to get back to the tournament. And then also her advice for the USC freshman, Juju Watkins, who was understandably emotional when the struggle ended. So for Juju and for USC, the future is bright. I think all the experience of advancing to the Elite Eight or getting into the tournament, that's all helpful if you choose to use it as motivation and use it as a foundation. So we will hear more from these players who were in the spotlight just a few hours ago. But would you believe we also had history in baseball? Of course we did. Oh, and we'll all get to it in 10 minutes here on the show. But we had tossed around the idea of doing our final four categories, bringing that back. I was just talking about the COVID year and March Madness getting canceled in the spring of 2020. And so we devised a plan to keep the final four prominent in some particular way. And we ended up having four of our most popular show questions of all time. We asked you to give us your final four zoo animals, your final four breakfast foods, your final four upsets of all time, which is really only the only sports flavor, and your final movie, your final four movie soundtracks. I'm not kidding. I think we broke the internet on movie soundtracks. So we've decided to bring the final four back. We're going to run it back. We're still deciding the categories, but Jay and I have come up with a few that we think we like. So we're going to throw them out there and we're going to take your votes. Now, we're not going to put a poll up or anything like that, but we're going to take your votes. And if we get heavy votes in one direction, then we will go ahead and add that to the list. We have, I think, two categories that we're set on. Two at this point. But yeah, the idea is we throw out the category, you give us your final four. It's super easy. So we'll get to that coming up in our next segment following the break. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Going into Monday night, we did not have any wins for the Astros. The reigning, well, what were they? I guess they were the seven times in the ALCS last year. And just the fact that no matter how much you hate them, they never seem to go away, right? The Astros, they're maybe, and I don't mind using this at the pro level, but they're maybe some of the most hated villains in sports, especially those who were around in 2017. So even small things like them starting out 0-4 after getting swept by the Yankees, even that is enough to make some baseball fans so supremely happy. We miss Dusty Baker already. And so...
Sound like my mother.
So the Houston Astros, who did lose in the AL Championship, or the, I don't know where I got championship from, the AL Championship Series, ALCS, this is how I start to combine my sports this time of the year. They haven't won since 22. Oh no, worry about the Astros. They started 0-4. People were concerned. Well, you don't have to be concerned anymore. I think they realized the season started finally.
Space City across the front in orange. Tucker hits this in the air, deep to left center. Back is Varsho looking up. See you later! Kyle Tucker checks in with his first home run of the year. It's a two-run shot and a 2-0 Astros lead.
First pitch is cranked. Right center field. Did he get enough? He did. Second two-run jack for Kyle Tucker. And it's 9-0.
Can he put him away? Can he make history?
Not holding on, Springer at first. 2-2 to Guerrero. Ground ball tap. Blanco lets it go by. Dubon fields. Throws the first in time. A no-hitter! Odell Blanco! Yainer Diaz, the first to jump into his arms. And the rest of his teammates come out to mob him. Ronel Blanco has thrown the 17th no-hitter in Houston Astros history as the Astros defeat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-0.
Well, very excited. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, very happy moment for me.
It's short, but it's sweet. Ronel Blanco, his eighth career start. How about that? He's 30 years old. He didn't pitch in the majors until he was 28 out of the Dominican Republic. And does not speak English or doesn't speak English to the press. And so instead, through a translator, his response, Very exciting for him and his family. And did you know his family actually expanded very recently, according to shortstop Jeremy Pena?
Just goes out and competes, you know, and I don't know if he's told y'all, but, you know, he just had a daughter. He had a daughter not too long ago, and I know it's a special moment for him.
He's a girl dad. Congratulations to Blanco. He's a girl dad, and now
Immaculate. He's
a piece of baseball history. Unlikely, right? It seems like we've had a few of these unlikely pitchers throw no-hitters in the last few years. The ones that come out of nowhere and on game 5 of the Major League Baseball season, wow. He goes the full 9 innings, of course. Only 105 pitches for Blanco. No hits, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. And according to Pena, they had to be really careful about what they said near him in the dugout, obviously.
Everyone's superstitious in baseball. You know, it's, I guess, one of the unwritten rules in baseball. You can't really talk about the no-hitter. But, you know, like I said, as long as the pitcher doesn't hear it, then we're good to go.
Pena admits he was, in fact, in the dugout talking about how it was a no-hitter, which is funny because I feel like there are plenty of media people who did the same thing. As a side note, you cannot impact whether or not a no-hitter is completed just by speaking words. You are not that powerful.
Can he make history?
Is that a jinx?
I don't believe in jinxes, so you tell me.
I don't know. He didn't say the words no-hitter, but yet he insinuated that something big could happen. So,
oh, for heaven's sake.
He's putting it out there, meaning it's a jinx.
There's no such thing as a jinx. Why would your words, or in this case, the announcer's words, because we do love Robert and Steve on the Astros radio network, why would their words have any impact over what's happening on the field?
Those are powers that are beyond my comprehension. I don't know.
It's convenient. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Birmingham. Welcome to After Hours.
How are you doing this evening, Amy?
I'm good, thank you.
I can't say Iowa beat LSU. I can say Kayla Clark beat LSU. That young lady is something special.
I don't know. She had a teammate with 21, fellow senior Kate Martin, who hit some big shots, and Sydney Falter also had 17. I mean, she can't get 12 assists if her teammates aren't making shots, so I don't think it was just her, though, of course, she draws the headlines.
I tell you what, she's got Steph Curry range. I've never seen a lady shoot like that. And yeah. I think it would be interesting if she would go to that Big Three, which she was offered $5 million, mm-hmm. I believe. But she would have to just get the ball and shoot outside because she couldn't go in there with the big boys. But she could definitely shoot it outside and give them hell. That's for damn sure.
Well, as a female who played against guys who were bigger than me, there is absolutely a way that she could go inside. However, that I would say that because of her endorsements and because of the fact that she's already doing commercials, she is likely to make, and this wouldn't be her salary in the WNBA, but she's likely to make upwards of $3 million in her first season of her pro career. So she's not going to have to make a choice based on money.
Yeah, because her salary, I've read in WNBA, is 8,000 about. If I were Angel Reese, I know she's got a lot of NIL and money. I would have considered coming back to LSU for another year and making a couple more million before I go to the WNBA.
Yeah, these women will be able to make endorsements too. Like, so now it's NIL, but once they're pros, they can make any kind of money they want on endorsements.
All right, Miss Amy, you have yourself a good night.
All right, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. The Angel Reese question is interesting because she could return or she could choose to move to the WNBA. She would likely be a top 3 pick, if not number 2, behind Caitlin Clark. And, yeah, once she and Caitlin and who knows about Paige Beckers, what she decides to do, obviously could return. She's got eligibility. But what some of these players get to the next level, then the endorsements, not only are they allowed to sign with an agency who can then market them to any of these major corporations or business partners, But yeah, they're free to make whatever money they want playing pro ball too. And a lot of the women in the WNBA also play overseas or play in other leagues. And just as a side note too, Joe said he's never seen anyone shoot, or he said a lady shoot from Steph Curry range. But I would encourage you and him too, if you've not watched Sabrina Ionescu, make sure you dial her up or watch some highlights, because she absolutely has Steph Curry range. In fact, she battled him in the three-point competition at the NBA All-Star Weekend. 855-212-4227. Let's do one more. Let's talk to Jordan, who's in Portland. Jordan, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for taking my call. How are you going?
It's going well. How are you, Jordan?
Good. I was just wondering, do you think there's any team that could possibly beat UConn in the men's bracket?
Yeah, I do actually think that you put two teams on the court and anything can happen. You probably watched the game that they just played against Illinois, and it was tied at 23 late in the first half. And so there is a chance. There's a chance for any basketball team that can always have a really off shooting night. And here's the other thing. Donovan Clingan, as much as he is tall and he's long and he's got a lot of reach, he's not as bulky or as beefy as, say, a Zach Edey or even a DJ Burns from NC State. So I wonder, and it's not that he won't battle. He definitely will. But he doesn't have as much weight, so he can get kind of pushed around. So I'm wondering how he might match up against Zach Edey, or how he might match up against a DJ Burns, who just have more bulk than him. So that's a challenge too. But yeah, they've got great leadership, of course. They can score from so many different places. But sure, they could get into a situation where they're not shooting well, or where they're turning the ball over, you know, being I guess too aggressive with it. And I think Purdue's a really smart, disciplined team too. So we'll just have to see. They are obviously an overwhelming favorite, so it'll take a great effort to beat them.
Yeah, I also had another question. What do you think the Seahawks are going to do in the draft this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me respond with a question. Is there anything the Seahawks don't need in the draft this year?
I think we're set in wide receiver at least.
All right. So it's interesting, because I've heard people say that the Hawks should add to their weapons and add to their wide receiver room just because the draft is so heavy in receivers, and that they definitely would want to continue to do that. But I think one of the major questions for them, or one of the major areas for them, is defense. And so whether you're talking linebacker or whether you're talking about the secondary defense, so safeties, that type of thing, I think that they should definitely focus on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your time.
Jordan, how's school going?
Fine.
Are you on spring break?
Just finished yesterday. Well, this is my first day back.
Oh, why are you awake, Jordan?
I don't have much option. My brain doesn't let me.
Oh, gosh, that sounds like my problem sometimes. I can't turn my brain off to sleep. So did you stay up and watch the basketball then? You enjoyed it?
I watched a few clips. But I've never really been that into basketball.
Oh, all right. So you're already counting days to the draft then?
Yep.
Gotcha. What do you think of the quarterbacks? Do you think that Geno Smith is still the guy?
He could be. I think he could be a good veteran for a rookie to learn from. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got more than 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Jordan. Well, I hope you get some sleep. See if you can turn that brain of yours off.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
You too. But we're happy to keep Jordan company as long as his brain is still working overtime. I think Jordan called us during Christmas break, and he was supposed to be sleeping, and he told us that his parents were across the hall, or his mom was across the hall, and he said that he was standing kind of in the corner of his room as far away as he could get from his mom, and that he was talking as softly as he could so that she couldn't hear him. And then the next night he called back and said she had no clue.
Now, see,
that's funny, because my mom was a very light sleeper. I'm a very light sleeper. And so that type of thing would absolutely wake me up, unless I was in some weird like REM type of a stretch. But I know for a fact now my husband would not wake him up. He could sleep right through it. So there are people who can do that. Jay, what about you? Can you sleep right through it?
Oh, I'd be out cold. It wouldn't affect me at all.
Oh, nice.
Well, once I'm asleep, like, so if I'm, like, getting to sleep, then I'm a little, like, irritated easily. But if I'm, like, once I'm out cold, no, yeah, see ya.
Well, Jordan's always fun. He loves the Seahawks and really enjoys Seattle sports, and it's good to talk to him. Interesting, too, because you hear about this younger generation who doesn't watch basketball games, but they go to YouTube or social media, a different type of social media, to watch clips, right? So that's actually what the NBA is dealing with. They have found that very few of the target audience, so the 18 to, say, 25 or 18 to 32, which is the target audience for any TV program and across any genre, that they really don't watch NBA games. Adam Silver's admitted as much. They're not watching, but they go to YouTube. They go to social media. So our social media impressions are through the roof, but the ratings are tanking because it's just a different generation of sports fans.
More watching the player, like watching Steph Curry himself, not necessarily watching the Warriors.
Right.
Right, watching LeBron, not really the Lakers.
Interesting stuff. Okay, so we went long, but those calls were worth it. Jim in Chicago will get to you as well, 855-212-4227. And coming up, we're going to throw out a few of these final four categories. We think we've mostly narrowed it down. I kind of believe we're locked into two, and we'll see what else we can generate with your help, because that starts on tomorrow night's show, which, by the way, is also our hump show. It's After Hours with Amy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, such inspirational music. Can I tell you that one of the songs I played multiple times while I was running my half marathon was Eye of the Tiger? Envision myself training like Sylvester Stallone. I didn't run like Sylvester Stallone on the beach. Nope. Or up the steps. Well, I guess I could do up the steps Anyway, the half marathon story is coming up. We'll do top of next hour only because some of you have asked. I hadn't even shared the pictures yet. It's just been so busy with the half on Saturday and then Sunday getting up early for Easter service and then teaching kiddos for two services and then basketball and gosh, everything else. And yeah, so if it's not the NFL taking over the weekends, it's basketball. And we're about to head into the month of April. Oh, wait, we're in the month of April. Haha. We're about to head into NBA and NHL playoffs, as well as the Masters coming up next weekend. My class at Syracuse starts on Monday. That's going to be fun. How about this? Next Saturday. Well, next Friday. I should say next. This coming Friday, this weekend, we've got the Women's Final Four from Cleveland. So the national semifinals are a doubleheader on Friday. Then on Saturday, we've got the Men's Final Four, the national semifinals from Glendale, Arizona. On Sunday, we've got the Women's Championship. It's also birthday week in my family, so there's a lot going on. Oh my gosh, Jay, wait until I tell you what I baked for my nieces. I put it on Twitter, but I don't know that you saw it. Anyway,
I didn't
share a picture yet, but Bob and I did taste test, and oh, it's a brand new recipe, super easy and amazing. Anyway, I'll tell you that coming up. So it's birthday week. There's boxes that have to go out. I'm resisting using the post office. I refuse after what happened with the wedding flowers.
It's fair. I would never use it again if I was you.
Well, I did have to buy stamps on Monday, but anyway. So it's birthday week. Sunday is part of birthday week. And Saturday is too, actually. It's my younger niece's birthday. Anyway, so Sunday then is the Women's Championship coming back to work. On Monday morning, sleep a couple hours, drive to Syracuse, 3.5 hours. I have multiple meetings there, my first class, and then right when I get out of class, the men's national championship. Oh my gosh. From Syracuse, I'll be doing the show the next 4 Mondays in a row. So after the thankfully the national championship, I'm actually really glad about this. I know many people will resist, but I am so thankful the national championship doesn't tip off until like 9:15, I think, on Monday evening, Eastern time, which is where I'll be in Syracuse. It's obviously 6:15 Arizona time. But yeah, I'm so grateful that it's a later start because otherwise I would be SOL without my DVR being able to rewind or anything like that. So yeah, 4 shows from Syracuse, a new crop of students. I just found out there are 11 of them. There was a young woman who just got added to the group. So it's 10 young men. Yes. And
nice.
I finally got a female student. Really, really excited to meet them. Just finished with all my posts online and handing out their assignments for the first class and then sending them an email. I've already gotten an email from a student telling me he's going to miss a class. Great. I haven't even met them yet. But yeah. Anyway, so we're going to enjoy this week and then the chaos ensues. Oh, and yeah, I haven't done my taxes either, but whatevs. So this week we're going to try to bring back, We're going to bring back a feature that you all really loved going back to 2020. Now I recognize we do have the Final Four this weekend, so we'll count down to the Final Four with our own Final Four 4 categories. And yes, I did mean to say 4 twice. The fabulous 4 categories leading into the Final Four. Producer Jay has come up with some suggestions. You all sent some suggestions as well. So let's throw a few out, Jay, and I'll tell you which ones I've picked for sure. And then maybe we can garner a few more suggestions over the next 2 hours and decide before we get off the air.
So I think one of our first ones that was our popular one that we agreed on was ice cream flavors.
Final Four ice cream flavors, baby. I can only think of 2 so far.
But this is, let's just establish this now, that this is like my personal Final Four and your personal Final Four. Like, not
as opposed to?
Well, because I don't like particularly like chocolate ice cream, but like I understand that it would be in like a universal Final Four.
No.
But it's not going to be in mine.
I try convincing a national audience of sports fans to be objective. That doesn't happen. So it's your Final Four. It's whatever you would put in the Final Four of ice cream flavors.
Love it. So ice cream flavors, definitely got to be 1. Cartoon characters / like that. Does cartoon characters include superheroes? Yeah, right.
If they're cartoons. Yeah. I mean, that we definitely have cartoon characters that are also superheroes. Mighty Mouse. Just kidding.
No, he is. Spider-Man.
So you think cartoon characters?
Cartoon characters,
over superheroes? Because I feel like there aren't enough superheroes to really give us a wealth and diverse answers.
I think superheroes need to be included in that list of, I guess then it wouldn't be like cartoon, though. That's where it gets a little... Mm-hmm. Like, so is Bugs Bunny and Aquaman, they're not the same thing.
No, but is Aquaman a cartoon character?
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
No, we have to do one or the other. But I don't think there are enough superheroes to make it that much fun.
Agreed.
Cartoon characters I could see, because I'm going Scooby-Doo immediately.
What about Shaggy?
No.
Oh,
no.
Ouch.
Scooby-Doo is forever... dragging him around.
That's fair. Right, I like cartoon characters.
He was always stealing Scooby's snacks.
He was hungry.
Yeah, I wonder why. Anyway, so.
Dog breeds.
Right. Now, we would absolutely be inundated with answers. It's just that I feel like we did that show a few years ago, so I don't want people to get bored with us.
Historical landmarks.
This one I like because I love history. But these would be national or international?
You, dealer's choice.
Both. Dealer's choice. Hey, let's not be using Russian roulette terms. Oh, no, I guess it would be blackjack terms. Poker terms?
Yeah.
Dealer's choice. Okay.
Maybe famous duos?
That one I love. Can they be sports and otherwise?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so any famous duos. They could be president and vice president.
Absolutely.
They could be a performing duo. They could be Steph Curry and Draymond Green. They could be, oh gosh, Beyonce, who's gone country, and Jay-Z, who's not gone country. They could be anything.
Could be Ben and Jerry.
All right, they could be Ben and Jerry.
Birds.
Birds. All right, but I feel like people could make up birds and we would never know.
It's possible.
I do need some animals, though. I'm going to need...
Aquarium animals? You said you did zoo animals.
Right, we did zoo animals. Aquarium animals might be fun. Marine life.
Marine life, yeah. All right, I like that better than aquarium animals. Just straight up marine life, like manatees, blue whales.
Right, but how many... That's the thing, is how many answers would we get?
Oh, then we don't even know all the creatures that are in the ocean.
True. That is very true. Do you think people would be as excited about...
crab.
Aquarium animals as they were about zoo animals.
I think marine life is a better generalization.
Final Four marine life. It sounds a little awkward.
It does sound
Final
awkward.
Four marine life.
Life forms.
Final Four forms. Final Four alien life forms.
Bodies of water.
I like that one, but right, we'd have to be including all lakes and oceans.
Baltic Sea.
And rivers. You would not pick the Baltic Sea.
I just might. No. Mississippi.
Mississippi Sea?
The river. It's an important one, I think.
All right. Let's think about that. How about, so we have ice cream flavor. So that's our food. We would definitely need some animals. I guess we could go with dog breeds. Final Four dog breeds.
I mentioned things that have wheels. I don't think you like that one.
Yeah. I was a little tepid on the Final Four things that have wheels. We could do something like Final Four logos and not mean just sports, but like corporate logos.
Oh, the swoosh, I like that.
The swoosh of Nike is obviously iconic, whether or not you buy Nike, which I do not, but it's iconic.
Target logo.
Yes, also very recognizable. BMW, not that I have one, but I know what the logo
is. It is recognizable.
All right. I mean, that's another one to toy with. I think a lot of people would probably end up going sports, though.
Yeah, probably.
Final Four mascots. That one would be fun.
That's good.
Because it's sports, but it's not really sports.
Well, do corporate mascots count? Like Mr. Peanut or Limo Emo?
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
The Pringle.
Mr. Pringle, exactly.
Yeah, we could do Final Four mascots, and if people want to weigh in with some that are not sports, I don't know if we should encourage it, though.
Charmin Bear.
We might confuse people. Yeah, he's the one that talks about his hiney on TV. Okay.
How soft it is.
Okay. Oh, yes, how soft it is. let's see. Final Four logos. Oh, no, mascots, not logos. I like mascots better than logos. All right. So those are some of our options. I think I'm sold on two of them. But every time I think about it, then I waffle. So we're going to need your help. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, we're looking for the final four categories that will suck you in. I actually like Final Four TV shows myself. I think that's a real good one too, because that's entertainment. So what if we went food, animals, pop culture / entertainment, and then sort of sports? So it would go mascots, it would go TV shows, ice cream flavors, and then either dog breeds or insects. Just kidding. We're not doing insects.
Insects.
No, that's gross. I hate
insects.
No, definitely not. Or, big cats. No, just kidding. There aren't enough. Well, there probably are enough, but,
Pumas.
Puma is the same thing as a mountain lion, which is the same thing as
a cougar.
Yeah.
What's a bobcat then?
Oh, bobcat's very different. Not only does it have a no tail, but it's got spiky ears, and it's much smaller.
Huh.
Yeah.
How about a lynx?
It sounds different, too. Yeah, lynx is another word. So
ocelot.
Right. So, yes, there are. Do you know that in my town? Actually, it's not my town. I take that back. It's the next town over. They have a nature center where they have rehabbed and rescued some animals.
Wow.
And they have, I think it's bobcat cubs. I think they rescued a bobcat, and now the bobcat has cubs. Or they rescued a bobcat couple.
That's awesome.
I think they just rescued the bobcat and then bred it, and it has bobcat babies.
And that's good.
Yeah. I ran there before. It's pretty cool.
Can you go in there and see them or no?
Yes, but not all the time. So they're not always out.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. They also have a tarantula, which I don't ever care to see again.
No,
thank you.
No.
I kind of like the marine life, but we know that dog breeds is going to be way more popular.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
See, I like marine life too, but I think dog breeds is more, I don't know, everyone's like got a favorite dog breed, right?
Final four trash talkers. Final four follows on social media.
Mm.
Okay, those are some of the options. Let us know what you think. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, plus our Facebook page.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Name the categories, peeps.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Amy, what's going on, girl? Here you are, a woman holding her own in a still male-dominated profession. You're really holding your own.
Hi, Amy.
What up?
I like to think of you as my sister from another mister.
Ray is listening in Toronto.
First off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I listen to you all the time. And
thank you.
You've got a lot of fans up here north of the border. You're doing a great job down there.
Can I get a boom, baby?
Boom, baby!
Thank you so much. You're adorable. You make my nights wonderful. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, Lou, you rock the show.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's 855-212-4CBS. Love to hear your reaction to what we've seen with the Final Fours. Both NC State and UConn have the men's and women's team playing next weekend, which is awesome. Caitlin Clark and Iowa are back in. South Carolina is still undefeated. UConn is clearly the team to beat on the men's side. So it's going to be entertaining in both Cleveland and Glendale, Arizona. On Twitter, Brian says, Final Four video games. I actually really like that one, Final Four video games, because I'm going to go old school, or I would go old school. Burger Time, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Frogger. Those are my favorites, but no one else likes those.
Galaga?
Gattaca.
Galaga's a movie. Excuse
okay,
me.
I was going to say. Galaga. I have no idea.
Oh.
And then another tweet goes with Final Four toys. Everyone has at least one iconic toy as a kid. What do you think? Well, here's what I think. I do like the idea of toys. It's just that we're looking for four of them, number one, which I could probably come up with four. But number two, do you think people would take liberties and send us adult toys? That's my only thing that
knowing
I...
Knowing of the porn bots on Twitter.
The number of porn bots on Twitter, right. Okay, so send us your final four categories because I do think that we've probably missed a few categories that would be perfect. I like Final Four video games. It almost makes us cool. And I really want to get off the beaten path, too. That's why mascots is fun. We need food, so ice cream flavors. All right, Jay, we got to keep brainstorming here and let people help us out. All right, so there's the music. That was a very short segment because I went long at the end, but both Jim and Dean, you're just after the top of the hour. Plus, I'll tell you my marathon story. Sorry, half marathon story. I did not run a marathon. Half marathon story, as well as my new recipe that I baked for my niece's birthdays this week. And yes, of course, we had to taste test, and oh, it is delicious. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.